You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Undisclosed Starbucks somewhere in Seoul at Seoul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host, Carl, and with me today is my co-host, Jennifer.
Hi.
Yeah, I guess last week we didn't do a podcast. It was just going to be Rosa and I, or
yes,
as we would say in Windsor, me and Rosa. And but then Rosa couldn't make it, so...
she's just punking out left and right these days.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, she's a busy woman. But... we've been turning in a lot of 2-hour podcasts.
Yeah.
So I figured, well, you know, time served.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't exactly what she signed on for.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, the our beloved listeners. And more about our beloved listeners later.
Yes.
Well, actually, we'll leave that right to the end. About your Code TESOL thing. Nothing bad, actually.
It wasn't it was good.
Yeah.
Much ego stroking involved.
Yeah. But I forgot what was I talking about.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. So yes. So our beloved listeners, I'm sure, are not caught up on our podcast when they're, you know, we've done a string of 2-hour podcasts.
Yes.
There's only so much time in the day, you know.
Yeah.
And my thing is, I find a 40-45 minute podcast for me ideal, because it's about a 20-minute walk to the subway, so I got 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back.
Okay.
And then 5 minutes for walking upstairs and stuff like that. So 45-minute podcasts are good, but yeah.
I like an hour. It takes me an hour to walk home.
Oh really? From
Work.
From work?
Yeah.
Wow, you walk home from work?
Yeah.
Even in winter?
When the weather permitting.
What's that?
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting. Okay, yeah. I hoof it to the subway 20 minutes even in winter.
Well, I live on a stream, so I can, and my school is located near the stream also, so I can actually walk
or skate
on there. No, weather permitting is pretty much anything except rain or ice on the ground.
No, all right.
Because I am from Louisiana.
Yeah.
We don't have snow.
Yeah, don't do...
10 years in Korea has not adapted me.
I had an actual Louisiana question. Oh, I remember. It was involved with snack of the week, but I didn't get the proper snack of the week, so I'll leave it till next week.
Was there a Louisiana snack of the week?
No, but it's something related. It's
okay.
It's one of my theories about Korea.
Now you've piqued my interest.
All right, let me reveal it now. Well, for the snack, I was going to get that hardtack.
Hardtack?
Yeah, have you seen that?
No.
Well, I thought you could probably get in groceries or convenience stores, because you see it in grocery stores all the time. Hardtack. It looks as appetizing as it sounds.
And boy, does it sound yummy. I don't frequent the snack aisle at the store because most of it kind of repulses me.
Yeah. Well, the thing with the hardtack is it's just one of those things, those weird things in the Korean diet that you can pretty much trace back to American Army Chow from the
50s. Okay, so yeah. Maybe there's a little spam in there?
Well, not in the hardtack, but...
Spam goes good with everything.
It's just looks like a very hard, dried biscuit.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll notice a lot of peculiar things in Korea, like honey mustard, right? 5 different brands of honey mustard,
yeah.
But you're lucky to find a yellow mustard.
Right.
5 different brands of sweet pickles, but I mean, God forbid
you'll die
a dill
looking
pickle,
for a dill,
right?
Yeah.
You got your spam, you got your sweetened condensed milk.
Because that goes on pot bingsu.
Pot bingsu, right, yes.
But if you want evaporated milk to make a dessert product or something else, again, You could die in the search.
No. Instant coffee. All these things, I think, go back to, the Korean War.
Yeah.
And after the Korean War...
The PX.
Yeah, the whatever American food aid was. And the most readily available food aid would be Army Chow. And I think Army Chow, especially in the 50s, was probably geared to the taste of Southerners. Because, you know, in the North...
Because we're all poor and joined the Army.
Exactly. So in the North, where, you know, we have money to buy food, we don't, we can buy Grey Poupon and the Mercedes, or not the Mercedes, the Rolls Royces. Do you remember that commercial?
Yes,
the guys
I do.
In the Rolls, excuse me, is that Grey Poupon or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
apparently when you're in that Rolls Royce club,
yeah,
you can pass the mustard across to each other on the road.
So I just think, okay, so it's probably the American Army Chow from the 50s was all geared towards... So do Southerners eat sweet pickles over dill pickles?
No.
Really? Well, honey mustard over yellow mustard?
No.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I would go so far as to say that they would probably use derogatory language against someone who would choose honey mustard over a regular mustard. Now, people do make sweet pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade sweet pickles are different than purchased, like gherkins. Like,
all
I don't think I don't remember ever eating a gherkin of my own free will, or ever being offered one in my life. But people do make sweet pickles, Swedish pickles.
A gherkin
sweet-ish,
is a sweet,
not Swedish.
A gherkin is a sweet pickle.
Yeah, gherkin. Those are those little miniature pickles that are sweet have no real purpose that I know of.
All right. But actually, our snack of the week then. I found this new snack. It's called a bean curd snack.
Yum.
Dubu.
Kwaja.
Chwaja.
Kwaja.
Guaja. Why am I saying chwa?
I don't know.
I'm tired. Guaja. Guaja means like snack.
Or cookie if you ask a student.
Dubu means like tofu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bean curd snack. 110 grams. And it's the...
It's a familian snack.
Yeah, the familian snack. Family plus reptilian familian.
Yum.
Snacks. I think that because it's from Family Mart. So they're lying.
So you know it's got to be good. It says plus A on it.
It says what?
Plus A.
Plus A. Where do you see the plus A?
In the big green circle.
Oh, right there, staring right at me. Right, yeah, plus A. Okay, not A+.
It's like A+, plus, but all right. Family Mart style.
All right, so guess how many calories? Because it's, remember, it is bean curd snack. How many calories?
Tofu is not actually like that low cal. It's just low fat.
Ah.
So I would, I'm not going to venture a guess because I really have no idea. But
no.
I would say that it's not that low in calories.
Okay, well, see, I would have been fooled back, because I always think tofu is very low in calories.
No, it's low fat. It's healthy.
Not just low fat, not low in calories. Yes, okay.
Well, like low fat for a protein,
right.
Even.
Okay.
I don't even think it's like low fat for a vegetable.
Right. So 100 gram bag, and there's actually, I think, 110 grams. 530 calories.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
this,
getting up
and,
there.
And for those who can't see the bag, it's the size of like a 500 won pack of Sun Chips.
Yeah.
Like it's not the Mondo family size bag of chips.
All right. Jennifer, do say yo.
Okay, well, it's got.
It's a little.
Kind of a what are those
square.
Called? Wheat thins. Are those wheat thins
right,
that look like this?
Yeah.
Actually, it tastes pretty good. Much better than I would have expected. Not really 500 plus calories a bag good.
All right.
Because I think that's probably pretty similar, if not more than, like, a pack of Doritos.
It's, they're not crisp. I kind of expected sort of a crunchy crispiness.
Mine's crunchy and crispy.
No, they're more like
oily. These are okay. These are all right.
You enjoy those?
Mm-hmm.
They have a compelling after.
They do.
I can't say aftertaste, but after effect.
What you got? Let's see. Almost 30 grams of fat. Wow, I think this will be my last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have 30 grams of fat. I want it to have ice cream in the title.
But it does not say well-being on it.
No.
So, you know, they're giving it to you straight. Oh, I saw the most bizarre. Well, like nothing will ever top your well-being cigarettes.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a really long time. I think somebody might have actually pointed out that that might be pushing it a little far.
But I saw well-being chalk. Like for writing on the blackboard.
Is it like less drawing to your hands? Less like cancer inducing for your lungs?
Well, this was actually like a liquid chalk. And somehow I guess because maybe it's not the chalk dust. You know.
How do you clean the board if it's liquid?
I think it dries when it goes on the board.
Well, yeah, but then how does it erase? Do you have to like wash the board?
I think it probably dries to a chalkiness.
Okay.
Have you ever seen like liquid baby powder?
No.
You haven't been back to North America in a while. It's the new thing.
Yeah, that sounds really gross.
Yeah, they've got liquid baby powder. You just squirt it on. It goes on like, it comes out like a lotion, but then you rub it on yourself and then it becomes dry.
Oh, like the foundation makeup that dries to a powder.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Well, you know about baby powder. Come on.
Well, because I'm a sweaty guy, so, you know, and it's Korea, so, you know, I liberally douse myself in baby powder during
liquid
the summertime.
Liquid baby powder?
What's that?
Liquid baby powder?
Well, I bought some of the liquid baby powder when last time I was in Canada, thinking maybe it would be better.
Doesn't really seem that refreshing.
No, it was. It wasn't actually so good, but yeah. Our main topic. Things you can buy in Korea now that you couldn't buy before.
My favorite is deodorant.
Yes, deodorant, right, yeah.
Of course, I've still got like 10 packages from the last time I went to the States with the mind of stocking up. Yeah. And then I came home and I went to Carrefour and they'd suddenly started stocking it.
Yeah, there are probably people here who will still tell you you can't buy deodorant while they're buying deodorant. But, yeah, you can definitely buy deodorant now. It's still expensive.
Yeah, it's like at least twice the price of in the States, and it comes in tiny bottles and very limited selection, like one brand and maybe, if you're lucky, 2 cents to choose from.
Yeah.
But guys might end up smelling kind of girly.
No one will notice, yeah.
Yeah.
I always get the baby powder scented.
I like that one, too.
Antiperspirant. Not the deodorant. Antiperspirant. I like to make the distinction between deodorant, which just covers up the smell, and the antiperspirant, which has the aluminum salts that keeps you from sweating.
Yeah, I want the non-sweat kind.
Yeah, especially in Korea, yeah.
Yeah.
In summer. Right, so you can definitely get... But the price is still high, so it's definitely still worth the...
if you've got space in your luggage.
Yeah, the luggage. And you know, before you come to Korea, definitely, like, keep your eye out for the sales, you know?
Yeah.
If it's suddenly on sale for a really good price, you know, like, buy a dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Any other things you think... You've been here a long time, so you've probably seen a lot of things hit the shelves.
Well... I know this is a family show, but this is something that I couldn't believe could not buy when I first came to Korea, and that was tampons. You could not buy them. They didn't exist.
Well, okay, now for our male listeners, pads versus tampons.
Yeah, like you could...
Tampons are the things you insert.
Does anybody not know that?
I don't know. When someone says tampons, I just make sort of think like, anything in that region to sop up fluids. It's a guy thing, so I'm just running.
And then after I'd been here for a while, then you could buy them from the pharmacy.
All right.
Which sort of reminded me of something like what it must have been like way in the past when they would actually like wrap them in brown paper.
Right.
For you to take them home, cover your shame. But now they're actually available widely.
Yeah, all right, tampons.
So, yay.
Before it was pads. Pads were the... I think they are still the preference of the Korean women, the pads. So. And I don't know. But I don't know. Which one's likely to give you toxic shock syndrome? The
tampons.
Tampons. All right. So, yeah. I don't know. Would you want to trust Korean tampons? I don't know. They've had much of a... I haven't heard of big toxic shock, you know.
Yeah.
Have you noticed people walking around with eye patches lately?
I saw a guy.
A guy, all right.
Yeah.
Eye patch. Now it could be the eye surgery, like you do one at a time, but I'm seeing it on like children and people. You know, I'm not seeing it on like just like 20-year-old women. So I'm thinking maybe it's the pink eye. Maybe they're actually getting serious about the pink eye.
Or they've got pink eye and they're still going somewhere with it. like work.
Well, now
school.
Maybe now they're covering up or something. I don't know. I've just seen these people wearing eye patches. I don't know. Yeah. So available now in Korea, pink eye.
Yes, they have a special kind here too. That a couple years ago, a bunch of, I don't know if you were here then, I think you would have been here, a bunch of schools actually had to close down for a few days.
Ah, real virulent strain of?
Yeah, and the pink eye here is really disgusting looking. Like, all there's right. No mistaking it.
All right.
Like, at home, you might just look like you've got, you know, pollen in your eye, or, okay. You know, like, you just got red eyes. But the kind here, it looks like somebody actually used a red marker and colored the white part of your eye. It's really...
Don't
really
close,
disgusting.
Don't close the schools down. Just get rid of the public hand towel in the bathroom.
Well, no, they closed it down because the schools that they closed down had like horrible, like 75% of the kids were infected or something. Because in Korea, you can't stay home when you're sick.
Yeah.
No matter how contagious your disease.
All right. Oh, you know, one thing I saw, you know, for the hippies, patchouli.
Oh God!
Yeah, but it wasn't like patchouli oil. It was some patchouli body wash, and
isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Patchouli body wash, but
for that I haven't washed smell.
Yeah, but if you got $18 to throw around on a little bottle of body wash that smells like patchouli, yeah. You can get it now. It's quite expensive, $18.
Yeah, so, yeah. Body wash.
Yeah, patchouli. I enjoyed this today. Remember, it was about last year around this time, every podcast we were talking about McDonald's breakfast. Yes.
Yes, I'm looking at a buy one, get one free ad just at the moment.
Ooh, yeah. Well, now, you know what they have? They've now introduced the big breakfast on the menu.
Yeah.
Because before they used to have all the hotcakes set up. And
yeah.
They had the various Egg McMuffin setups. But now they actually have the big breakfast.
But it comes with an Egg McMuffin. It doesn't come with a biscuit. Because they're a bunch of losers.
Well, the big breakfast here has the, you know, the sausage.
Yeah.
And then it has the hash brown.
And then it has the scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs, yeah.
And an egg McMuffin. Not an egg McMuffin, sorry.
No, just has,
English muffin. That's
English,
the word I'm looking
English
for.
Muffin.
I do speak English. It's an English muffin. Not a biscuit.
Oh, of course. In Canada, I think you get the English muffin.
Really?
All right, so that's why it didn't seem strange to me. That's why.
Because y'all are a bunch of losers. Just
okay.
Follow England.
But maybe it was because... You know, I can't communicate, but I didn't get any jam. You use the word jam down in Louisiana?
I know what you mean.
All right, you already say preserves.
We say jelly.
Jelly? Oh. All right, so jelly. you don't get, I didn't get any jam, jelly, preserves, whatever.
Fruit product.
Yeah, and no butter. No butter. And
then again, in Korea, you're more likely to get jam than butter.
Right. No salt or pepper for the eggs. Yeah. I don't know.
Were you able to, like, ask for them and get them? Like, do they have them available?
I'm lucky just to get what I get. You know? Okay. I'm not going to argue.
No, my former husband... was quite a salt addict, and he would get really, really angry when we'd go to restaurants and ask for salt, and they'd look at him like he was crazy, and they'd say, no.
Sogum.
Yeah. And they'd be like, no, we don't have salt. And it's like, you're a restaurant.
Right.
With a kitchen.
No salt.
And you don't have salt. Why do I not believe you?
You should just bring your own salt.
It doesn't have to, like, be served in a shaker, you know? You could just, like, put a little in one of the little pickle bowls or something.
and this, I'm so thrilled. And I don't even like this necessarily, but that I can buy it. I've been buying it and eating it like crazy. Instant mashed potatoes.
Just because you can.
Yeah. You know, like the little ramen cup of soup thing?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've been seeing the TV ad where they all get excited. They're potatoes.
Yeah, well, oh, that's me then. I got quite excited. So, yeah, the it's like the ramen cup of soup. It's just the potato flakes, you know. And then you add about, like, you know, you, well, I don't
well,
know.
Well, you add water till
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, hot water.
Yeah,
and
it's the right consistency.
I like to dash in some Montreal steak spice, but that's neither here nor there. And then mix it up. Oh. And it's like 800 won for one of those cups and like 120 calories.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. And, you know, your potatoes are quite filling, right? So, yeah. So I'm like, wow, Nongshim. From the good people of Nongshim who make the Seiyu guajia.
Oh, yes, the shrimp sticks.
Yeah, the shrimp sticks, the shrimp Cheetos. Of course, wine's much more available.
Wine, yes.
Yeah.
Used to always be able to get the mahjong, which is the lovely stuff that dyes your tongue red.
Yes, okay.
Like all fine wines do.
Fine wine should, yes.
Ooh, have you been drinking cherry Kool-Aid? No, mahjong wine.
But, because I got, you know, of the one food product I guess Korea doesn't protect, it's the wine, because like they don't have a wine industry.
Yeah.
When you think of wine industries, you don't think, you know, Korea. The fine wine growings of Korea. Right? You don't think that, right? And I remember one time my friend Leah, she's in Alberta, because like all the Canadian provinces, a lot of the Canadian provinces I know have their own wine industries.
Oh, wow.
And it's very protected. Like, we actually protect our, like, you cannot bring in wine from other provinces into Ontario or BC. You cannot bring
in. What, do they stop you at the state line?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know.
Look in the trunk of your car and see if you've got an extra hidden bottle of wine.
Yeah. So, you know, when you go to another province, suddenly it's like, ooh, enjoy their wines. So I asked my friend Leah, I'm like, you know, what kind of wines are, you know, do they grow in Alberta? You know, and she's like, Carl, it's Alberta, you know, it's just flat. It's like, there is no wine. okay.
No hills for grapes to grow on.
Probably not much of a wine industry in Alberta. I'm like, oh, I never really thought about that. All right. So, yeah, so the wine's actually pretty cheap here because it's, you know, imported, and it's something that's imported, and it's not like $80.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. And then they signed the free trade agreement with Chile. So if you like your Chilean wines, you get those pretty cheap. Yeah, so wine's really widely available these days. But beer, I mean, if you look at beer, like, you know, your imported beers, like Guinness or something, that's going to run you $10 a glass, you know.
Yeah, but they are starting to get a broader variety, like at home ever.
The beer,
yeah.
Less expensive?
Not as expensive as it once was.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, I remember the first time I saw Budweiser at the store. Which, I mean, nobody from the States would really be like, ooh, Budweiser!
It didn't have sort of half-peeled-off APHIS stickers?
No, it was at Carrefour.
All right.
It was legitimate beer. But it was, I think it was the same price as the Korean beer, which, you know, as it should be, they're all, you know,
APHIS would be the armed forces.
Crappy. Yeah, the PX.
Yeah, the PX.
My aspirin has APHIS price tags on it.
You know, but
APHIS brand.
You got a source in the military?
I wish. Oh. No, the convenience store at Hanam Market.
Oh, okay. All right.
Proudly selling APHIS products.
Wow. And the Altoids.
Yeah.
I remember I brought Altoids a long time ago, like giving them out to people. Oh, I've got Altoids. These are so exotic. You know, they're curiously strong.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh. And but now you can get the Altoids there, no problem. So, and they have various new Altoids, like chocolate Altoids, cinnamon chocolate. Someone was trying to figure out how, no, not cinnamon, peppermint. They were looking, peppermint and spearmint. They couldn't find, like, peppermint flavoring. They wanted to make some dish and they needed peppermint. So I'm like, it's not really something they're into here, the peppermint.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know this is going to sound gross. Just buy a bunch of Altoids, peppermint Altoids, crush them up. I had to do that for gingerbread, making gingerbread cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find ginger. I mean, maybe if they sell it.
They do. It's with the salt and
all right.
sugar.
But I couldn't find, like, instant ginger tea. like little ginger crystals. So I bought a bunch of those and then mixed that up into the dough. And it works.
Well, yeah, because you're making something sweet, too.
Yeah.
So nutmeg is something that you can get now that you could not get before.
Yeah, that's true. Your spices. There's much bigger variety of spices now.
Yeah. Actually, it used to pretty much just be oregano and thyme.
What's that?
Oregano and thyme. And that would be like at your larger shops. But now they actually have spice racks.
Yeah. Basil.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, they've got like a full complement of, not full. We'll say at least half of what you can get in the States they've got here now.
All right. And then 110 size clothing, which is, most clothes here top out at 105, which is like, you know, in North America is a large...
Or even a medium, depending on the size.
Yeah, depending on where you... Because they've really messed up with the sizes these days. Like, large sizes are now mediums.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
You're not getting fatter.
No, you're not. Yeah. So, if you go to, like, Lotte Mart and Homever, they're starting to stock the 110s. Because South Koreans... They're not very skinny people anymore.
No, thank you, McDonald's.
Yeah, and I don't. Where do they even shop for their clothes, right? Because when you're getting like our size, you can still go to Walmart and get clothes to fit you, right? But Koreans who are our size don't really have the luxury of going to Lotte Mart.
I think there. I have heard rumors of hidden shops.
Oh, yeah.
But because of the shame of wearing a plus size, they're hidden away. And they have online sources as well.
Oh, that's true. Who goes to brick and mortar stores anymore? Yeah, that's true.
But I have to tell you, when there's nothing that will like sort of kill a good mood as when you're walking down the street in Itaewon and someone like assaults you and says, "I have your size." Like, fight me.
Yeah. Oh man. Mexican food, you can get Mexican food.
Yeah, now. Well, varying qualities.
But, okay. And that's one of those, someone on the teacher message board noted that whenever the topic of Mexican food comes up, there is always a flame war. Because it's always like, you don't know real Mexican food, you know. And
true. Okay, yeah. When I think of Mexican, I'm really thinking of Tex-Mex.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what I like. But, yeah, the Mexican food that I've tried here has definitely been Koreanized to varying degrees.
Right. But, like, you know, what was that? Dos Equis? Or is that a beer?
Dos Equis beer?
Or is that a beer?
Or is that a beer.
Is that a play with naked people?
Dos Equis is a beer.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Dos, not Dos Equis?
Yeah.
All right. Dos
Equis.
Chili, well... The gold standard is chilies in Itaewon, Noksapyeong. And then Gangnam, I think Dos Tacos. Not Dos Equis. Okay. Yeah. Harry Potter's not dancing around naked in the that Equis play. Stabbing the eyes of horses. No. sorry, Dos Tacos. Yeah, in Gangnam. And it's okay. It's not bad at all. And if you're like, maybe if you're from the South, have you seen those T-shirts these days? Dirty South T-shirts.
No.
I've been seeing these lately. People are wearing T-shirts that say Dirty South.
I think that might have something to do with a rapper.
Probably.
But I'm not sure which one.
Yeah. But I always think of you, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks.
Not to connect that, but just because what your sister said that one time, or you said that one time. Oh, the Dirty South. Oh, okay.
Must have been my sister.
We're both from such marginalized areas of North America, the South and Canada. We're idiots up in Canada, and you're all inbred down in the South, so.
And uneducated. Yeah. Don't forget the uneducated.
Right, we're overeducated idiots, and you're undereducated idiots, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking about parts of America that matter, John.
Have you heard from John?
Yeah, yeah, he's I think he's coming back to Korea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'll find out more details about that. Yeah, so John hails from California and then the Northeast. So yeah, the two parts in America that really matter, right?
Yeah.
Two parts in North America, in the Americas, that really matter, I guess. Yeah. But they opened up some new Mexican restaurant, Shinchon, on the border or something, and I guess it might be a chain in America, American chain.
Oh, speaking of chains, sorry to just completely interrupt.
Okay.
Chili's is gone from Chomsho.
Yeah, right. Chili's, yeah, Chili's.
Not exactly Mexican, but
it's where America does business.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch The Office?
No. Well, a couple times.
The guy in the office, Michael Scott, he always takes his clients to Chili's.
Okay.
And he's always like...
he's a big spender.
Yeah. And he always says, like, it's like the new... it's where America does business these days. It's like it's the new golf course.
Okay.
And then, like, his boss is like, says who? Well, you know, Small Businessman's Magazine. Well, actually, I said it. I wrote the letter to the editor or something. but he just loves chain restaurants. He goes to New York and he just goes to, you know, like Domino's or Pizza Hut for his pizza in New York. And yeah.
There's a Mexican restaurant at Seohyun Station.
Seohyun Station.
In Bundang.
Across
you know
Bundang.
The place when you come to Bundang?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you get off the subway?
Yep, yeah, okay.
There.
Have you been there?
I've been there many times.
Okay.
When it first opened, it was pretty good.
Okay.
And as time has progressed, it has become increasingly more Koreanized. And the last time I went there was about a year ago, and I think that will be the last time.
I think they did that to Bennigan's here.
Yeah.
First time I went to Bennigan's, you know, they had, like, Bennigan's, fish and chips.
Normal
and
stuff.
Yeah. And now I went to Bennigan's, and I didn't recognize anything on the menu. It was pretty horrible.
Would you like some kimchi pilaf?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's Western if we call it pilaf.
Oh, but the guy who's opening up the on the border, I guess the people who are involved in Chili's have all moved over to on the border.
Okay.
All right. So, but the guy was sort of complaining that he's like, limes can't be had for under $2 in Korea per lime or something. And other people have told me, no, you can find limes cheaper. But, yeah, still a lot of your fruits are really overpriced, you know, bananas. Things like that. I bought some lettuce, a head of lettuce, a little head of lettuce, iceberg lettuce. Guess how much?
I'm gonna say 2,000 to 3,000 won.
$4, yeah, four.
Oh my God.
over 4,000 won.
Because there have been floods down south and a bad harvest.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I know. I mean, when I left Canada, lettuce was really going up in price. And so that might be, you know, we're talking about biases, you know, that pricing bias. Maybe lettuce is
all of the. A lot of vegetables lately have been really, you can tell what's local because the prices have gone through the roof. No, like I went to buy spinach. I was at the store specifically to buy spinach, but the leaves were about 2 inches long and it was a tiny little bunch and it was almost 2,500 won.
Wow.
When like last winter it was under 1,000 for nice big full-size leaves.
Oh, wow.
So I was not pleased and so I didn't buy it.
I mean, you know, I understand, like, the Korean agriculture industry is highly, highly protected. And I understand you want to protect, like, your basics, rice, right?
Yeah.
But limes are not central to the Korean diet, right?
Could limes even grow here?
Probably Jeju-do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They got the oranges, Jeju-do. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but that would take them a long time. They actually have to grow the trees. You know, to do it.
Grocery store brand that's becoming bigger now too. The grocery store brand lime. You know, like in Canada, Canada we had President's Choice, which is sort of the Loblaws. That means nothing. Loblaws, the Loblaws chain. What was the one in America? Not Piggly Wiggly.
What grocery store chains?
What was the grocery store chain in America?
We have Winn-Dixie where I live.
What, the Winn-Dixie?
Yeah.
Did you have a Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah.
Not those. There was another
Kroger's.
One.
Albertsons.
Kroger's, Albertsons. Safeway.
Safeway.
Ah, yes. I had my Safeway card. That was the greatest deal on the planet, the Safeway card. You know, buy one milk, get two jugs of milk free with your Safeway card.
Do you need three jugs of milk at one time?
I drink a lot of milk.
Okay.
But that was great, the Safeway card. And, right, so, you know, like your grocery store chain, President's Choice, sort of be like, not like your, like, really bottom-of-the-barrel welfare, like, grocery store stuff, but like your better, higher quality.
Your better generics.
Yeah, your better generics. Yeah, so that's kind of appearing now on the Korean grocery shelves. Like the, you know, like there are snacks.
I wonder if Walmart brought that in.
What's that?
I wonder if Walmart brought that in, because they had Sam's Choice.
This is kind of recently or something. I was reading something about it in a newspaper, and I guess the, you know, the manufacturers are all complaining, and they want the government to protect their market, you know? So, because, like, you know, like, who makes the ramyun, the really famous ramyun brand?
Shin? I have no idea.
You know, you can buy socks. You can buy the ramyun socks.
Yeah, that's Shin Ramyun.
Is that?
I don't think Shin is the name of the company, though.
Yeah. Like, they had, like, you know, 90% of the market or something like that.
It's probably CJ or one of the big ones.
Yeah. But now, like, E-Mart's Ramyun is, like, captured huge part of the market and, like, almost overnight.
What is it, like 50 won cheaper or something?
Maybe. I don't know. 50 won cheaper, 100 won cheaper. Yeah.
I hate myself and I want to die. English t-shirt finds.
English t-shirt finds. Jennifer, did you score any English t-shirts this week?
One of my students is wearing a shirt that said NII, N-I-I, girls change room.
Okay.
Girl apostrophe S.
Girl, all right.
NII, girls change room.
That might be a brand. I think I've seen that, N-I-I.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Ever seen, like, a lot of Korean clothing companies, they have the word justified. You know, almost like a justified and ancient. What was that song? They're justified and they're ancient. They drive around in ice cream vans.
No clue.
Remember that song?
No.
Oh, I can't remember.
When I think of justified, I just think of, like, computer settings on the Word document settings.
Yeah, right, justified. Yeah. This is justified. And I'm looking at that justified. I'm like, justified. Like, pole ham, justified. And then I'm like, maybe it's a little translation error that maybe they're trying to go for the word authentic, maybe versus justified or something. That's my thinking.
Yeah.
Any other English t-shirt finds?
No, it's been kind of a slow week or two weeks actually.
I'm having a hard time with the actual t-shirts because it's getting colder, you know.
Yeah.
So people aren't.
Might have to go with English sweatshirts.
Yeah, or English winter coat finds or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Start taking pictures of my kids or something.
There's a brand, which I would like to know if the brand is Korean or foreign, because the brand is called Naf Naf, which is a funny sounding name on its own, but Naf is like British slang for something like really uncool.
Okay, right. All right.
So I just think it's like Naf, uncool Naf. Squared, you know?
Well, speaking of the British, and this is a horrible stereotype, and it's not. I know for sure it's not true these days. But, you know, for a lot of people, they would look at it and go, no, I think I'll pass. See a dentist office called London Dentistry. Yeah, and they have a little British flag. Yeah.
Right next to the London Bath Product Store.
Yeah. Doesn't evoke good oral hygiene.
Yeah.
But British people have very good hygiene, oral hygiene today. it's one of those little.
It's just one of the stereotypes. They don't brush their teeth. They don't like to bathe.
One of those Jay Leno jokes.
You know.
Yeah. Oh man. But I saw this woman and she was wearing a t-shirt and I got a pretty crappy photo.
Yeah, your photo is not good proof.
I know, but you can still make it out. Like, you know, you would have a hard time thinking it's something different. And it says, I'm on Sexican time. Not Mexican time, but I'm on Sexican time. All right. Yeah.
Like the booty boots.
Yeah. It wasn't really like, it wasn't really Englishy, but it just seemed kind of funny. Booty boots. $40. That's not bad for a pair of women's stylish woman's boots. $40.
Yeah. But we usually call those like ankle boots or something. To call them booty boots makes it sound like. Booty.
I know, yeah. Booty boots. Yeah.
Bootylicious.
Yeah, booty, yeah. Ankle boots, yeah. And, yeah, when I go to the subway every day, is a, not really a Pojong matcha, but, you know where they sell, like, snacks, guaja.
Yeah, like, yeah. One step away from a Pojong matcha.
Yeah, and the woman who works there is, she is, like, the Korean version of Katie Lang.
Okay.
It freaks me
right out. Are you sure
it's
a woman?
Yeah, it's a woman. I know for sure it's a woman. And, you know, like, her hair is kind of short and spiky, like Katie Lang. And she wears a little, you know, bolo tie. Like, and she's kind of like, she looks like a lesbian, like a dyke, you know.
Okay. Well,
like,
the bolo tie and the spiky hair would do that.
Comfortable shoes, you know, like, just sort of very utilitarian pants. And I'm just like, are you a real Katie Lang, Diesel Dyke lesbian, or is this just in, you know, parallel evolution?
Was there a really good sale on at the underground?
I don't know.
Shopping center.
It's like you, you know, you visit a new planet and everybody's got Nazi uniforms, and you're like, did someone from the other starship start this, or is this parallel evolution? I don't know. You know, it freaks me right out. I'm like, did she just independently arrive at this look herself, or was there something, you know, something that influenced her? It's bizarre, but I'll never get a picture of her because there's just no way I can get a picture of this woman.
No way to subtly take a photo.
But man, I don't know. And then a couple subway joys. I was waiting the doors, and the middle doors to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And the little seller comes in with his CD cart, you know, where they play the, you know, 10,000 songs for Man One or something like that.
Yeah.
It's all MP3s, you know, 10 CD set. Awesome deal, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, so, you know, I'm like lined up to get out.
Yeah. As you do.
Yeah. Using the exits for what they're intended. I paid my fee. And but the guy with the cart, just, like, that is where he has to set up his cart.
Yeah.
Right? He can't set it up a little bit, you know, before the doors or a little bit after the doors. No, it has to be dead in the middle. And he's kind of like poking me, like, you know, could you move out of the way? I've got to set up my irritating ghetto blaster here. You know, and I'm just playing stupid foreigner, like, what? Someone wants to get out? You know, I don't know. Like, I'm just being kind of, you know, hard ass about it.
Yeah. Subway doors are, and the people who don't know what they're for is really one of my ongoing pet peeves.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, like, I have a Subway story. This is actually, like, a week and a half old, but I wasn't here last week. There was a guy on the subway, which you might have guessed since it's a Subway story.
All right.
Okay, you know the little black edge of the door, like a gaskety type thing?
Sure, yeah, okay.
I have no idea what it's really called.
All right.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Rubber seal or something?
Yeah, yeah, rubber seal. They kind of overlap, and they sort of seal the door.
Okay.
Well, he's got a candy wrapper.
All right.
That he apparently needs to dispose of.
Right.
And so he starts trying to shove it in there.
Of course.
Like, I could put it in my pocket.
Right.
I could throw it on the floor.
Right.
Or I could try to pry open this rubber seal and shove it in there where no one will ever know I did it. I was like, dude, didn't you hear about the guy in Singapore that died?
I saw, maybe it's good. I was walking through Myeongdong. And, you know, they got, like, the street lamps.
Yeah.
All right. And they have, like, a little latch, like a little, you know, a little service port. All right. So the door was missing.
Okay.
And there's all the electronics in there. And there's garbage in there.
Yeah. Well, it's a hole.
It's exactly. And they were putting
There must not have been a garbage tree around.
Yeah.
Where's a garbage tree when you need one?
There was a street light. Well, they're going to put, like, a red light, you know?
Yeah.
And but there was a hole there. Before they bolted on the thing. And that started to fill up with garbage.
Of course.
Yeah. But then I'm on the subway another time. And there's this old guy. And he's, you know, panhandling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Koreans are like, they work hard. They work late. Yeah. They get up early. You know, like maybe they go to English lessons at 6 in the morning.
Right.
And then they go to work. And they got to go drinking after work. And they get home at 2 a.m. and they got to do it all over again.
Yeah.
And they opt to Saturday. And, you know, Sunday's their only day off, you know. So people sleep on the subway. They
yeah.
catch some winks.
Not to mention really not the most disabled / homeless / down on your luck friendly people.
No, everybody. And so people are trying to sleep and this old guy is panhandling. Mm-hmm. And instead of passing by the people sleeping, he's poking them violently awake. Because you have to, you know, your sleep is less important than my, you know, charity to me.
Right. And that's a way to get money out of people, sure.
Exactly.
Make them mad. Wake them up.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah. But women are literally, like, howling awake. Like, because they're being violently poked. And they don't really expect that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was on the subway yesterday, and this old guy was, like, trying to chat up my friend and I. I mean, I don't mean, like, in a sleazy kind of way. Just he spoke English and he wanted to make sure that we knew that he spoke English.
All right.
And he was bound and determined to speak to us the entire way until one of us got off.
That could be painful.
Oh, it was, yes, beyond painful. And this disabled guy,
okay,
mentally disabled guy and physically disabled partner came up and were selling gum.
Oh, okay.
Which is basically a form of begging, I know, but
sure,
I always buy the gum.
Okay.
Because they don't have Social Security here, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the guy really takes it as a personal affront that this person would dare try to offer him a pack of gum.
Really?
Was, like, yelling at him.
Jeez.
Like, screaming at the guy on the subway.
Okay.
And this guy has no clue. I mean, he looked like he, from
right.
the expression on his face, I would guess IQ in the 40s, maybe
50s. Right,
yes. You know, like, no comprehension at all of what was going on. So, you know, I bought a pack of gum off of him, and the guy stops yelling long enough to me and go, "Oh, beautiful mind." And then he goes right back to yelling at the guy. And I was just like, yeah, I guess you not so much. And then the guy went to the next car.
Right.
And I guess the next car was the last car. And so he turned back around to make his rounds again.
Oh, no.
And we were still on. And the guy, like, lost it again because
this,
you know, this disabled guy was having the audacity to be in the same car with him.
Selling
oh
something.
God.
Yeah. There are far worse offenses this guy could, you know, school people on.
Yeah.
But, you know, why? Yeah. Why him? I don't know. Well, I was on the subway once, and there was this young guy, clearly, you know, mentally retarded, disabled, whatever they call him these days.
Yeah.
And I think some sort of Tourette's kind of syndrome,
mm-hmm.
you know, where when he's stressed, he starts making uncontrollable little noises. And in his case, there's like these little dog yelping noises.
Okay.
And there was this older guy sitting next to him. And the older guy starts whapping him on the nose like you might whap a dog, you know, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which, of course, isn't really going to quiet...
Not going to lower the stress level.
Yeah, lower the stress level. I'm like, ooh, never saw the after-school special, that old guy.
Yeah.
Man. I was... something in the news. Or not the news. Little history of Korea. This is about the history of fast food in Korea.
Okay.
So I totally, that got my interest. Because I love Burger King. And was there ever a Taco Bell here?
No, they have it on base.
Okay, on base. All right. Someone's trying to tell me there used to be a Taco Bell.
There may have. There used to be Wendy's.
Okay. And there used to be Hardee's even.
Yeah, I remember Hardee's.
Yeah, those aren't here anymore. Oh, Wendy's would be nice. Wendy's triple.
I doubt they would have had a triple in Korea.
You're right.
They might have had a 1.5.
You're right. Even Starbucks, the tall, grande venti. The venti, only now are they introducing the venti size.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I don't think you see a venti.
Well, I have noticed their clever little ploy is they have short available, but it's not on the menu.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an off-menu item that you have to ask for.
Yeah,
so they just have tall and grande on the menu.
Okay, yeah.
But they also have a venti as well?
I think they are introducing the venti, yes.
But the grande is pretty gosh darn big. Like, how big is a venti? Like 32 ounces of coffee?
Yeah, huge. And you pay for it, too.
I'm sure. Especially here. That'd be like a $15 cup of coffee.
Absolutely. Yeah, the venti. But, I should note, venti, trademark Starbucks Corporation. I believe the venti is a trademark.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, in this the fast food thing, this really fascinated me. All right. So second, Koreans were acquiring new tastes. Yeah, right. The older generations could not drink milk and were not very fond of dairy products. Okay, we know that. Cheese and milk.
Well, if you see the cheese that Koreans produce.
Yeah, including butter and cheese. Now, this really threw me. Tomato ketchup was seen with deep suspicion.
Well, then they added a pound of sugar and all was good.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, you think of tomato ketchup. Because, I mean...
But tomatoes, were tomatoes traditionally eaten in Korea?
I don't know.
See, could you imagine if somebody showed up with some kind of strange vegetable that you'd never heard of, and then they made it into a sauce and were like, here, eat this.
But if you think about the prevalence of ketchup these days, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, look at the prevalence
of cheese, though.
Yeah. Donuts. So put it on donuts and pastry.
Stop talking.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, ketchup is everywhere. And so just to find out that, that blew me away. That people were suspicious.
See, it would be the same as if someone showed up in the States with some green tea powder and was like, here, put this on everything you eat.
That's true.
Here, have some green tea on your fried, you know, your french fries. Mmm. Mm.
This, I found this clothing store. MASH. Hey. I don't know if they're naming it after the TV show, but there's very, very few things in Korea to connect with MASH.
Yeah.
Which, like, if you go to the War Museum, they've got a genuine MASH helicopter there, you know, and but you don't see, there's nothing like, you know, Hawkeye's Soju Hoff or whatever, nothing like that, yeah. You know, that's kind of cool.
I wonder if the show ever even showed here.
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I'll ask around. Man. And then this pizza place. You can get sweat potato.
Yum.
Yeah. The pizza di patata dolce. Patata, I guess, is potato, and dolce is Italian for sweet. But they spell it not sweet, S-W-E-E-T. They spell it sweat, S-W-E-A-T. Mm. Sweat potato. Yeah. And this one's a little hard to see because it's quite fuzzy. Risotto con fungi.
Fungi is Italian for mushrooms.
Yeah, but then they just
they
translate it straight. That's it's really hard to see. Risotto with assorted fungus.
Which sounds so appetizing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think, oh yeah, mushrooms, right?
Yeah.
Then it sounds pretty good, but.
So would you rather have the sweat potato pizza or the assorted fungus?
I don't know.
Rice?
I'm still thinking about that pizza with a cookie crust. European style.
This is a beer with just a huge mashup of English.
Oh, I saw this and I almost took a picture of it.
Oh,
I'm so glad you had the same thought.
All malt and cascade hop. Delicious beer max gives rich taste and citrus flavor with all malt and cascade aroma hop. A cascade aroma hop. It'll please your taste and drinking atmosphere.
Yes.
It'll please your taste. It'll please your drinking atmosphere. My drinking atmosphere is always complaining. It's not pleased enough. Oh, no.
Yes. I think pretty much anything with alcohol pleases a drinking atmosphere. That's just, you know.
That's true.
Whatever.
Korean kids do the darndest things.
Korean kids do the darndest things. Kind of funny kid answers. Did you get any funny answers from your kids?
Oh, yeah, sure. Teacher, I'm hard.
What's that?
Teacher, I'm hard.
I've noticed that, yeah. They use that a lot in essays. Like, he looks hard. He gives a hard look.
You know, I'm exciting, I'm boring.
All right.
I'm hard.
Hard.
Whatever.
I mused over that for a long time hard, but then I thought, well, maybe they meant tough. Like, yeah. He has a tough look about him. It's a hard look. I don't know. Some little answers they've written on some of the worksheets I've been giving them. This is my favorite. So a lot of blank use the subway. A lot of blank use the subway. One student thought the best answer is not people, but the better answer was monkeys. A lot of monkeys use the subway.
I agree.
Grab that. I'm like, that is the most awesome answer ever. And I took a picture. No idea why I want to take a picture of that. But then she quickly kind of realized, oh, it's supposed to be people. So now whenever someone gets an answer wrong, I'm like, that is a monkey answer. And this was a rather sad essay from a student. I guess it's about the kids are supposed to write some letter to their parents. Mm-hmm. So this girl writes, Dad, you may drink, but you must drink in moderation. Excellent use of the word moderation.
Yeah, but it's kind of sad. Sad commentary.
Yeah, I know. A little sad commentary. And this one wasn't quite as funny, but what does the boy take home from the pet store? Tiger? No. Puppy? No. Car? No. Bicycle? And this one was quite excellent. A little essay. You can see how they do their essays, eh?
Yeah.
They just write sentences.
Yeah,
half,
and they
half
start
in Korean.
Each new sentence gets its own new line.
Yeah. This one, their trip. And the girl writes, I went Paris. First she tries to write in Korean. Yeah.
Then she ekes it out into English and circles it.
Yeah. I went Paris. I ate cheese. Of course. But I like how she just gives up like by the fourth sentence. I saw just a string of Korean.
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, okay. Like, it'd be really nice if there's, you know, some device or book where I could put the Korean in and get the English out.
Yeah, right.
Burns my ass. I'm asking my students one time, do they watch English television? Do you watch English TV? And, you know, none of them do. One boy raises his hand. Ah, yes, I watch English television shows. I'm so excited. What? Mr. Bean. There's no English in that.
Right. It's a white guy, but he doesn't talk.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And this one, it was debating class. Mm-hmm. And the top was, you know, how do you stop your park from being closed? Like, you're where you go to play, you find out it's going to be closed and they're going to build an apartment there. How do you stop it from being closed? You know, dead silence. The kids are trying to figure it out. Finally, one kid raises his hands. Teacher, kill the builders? Well, okay, yeah, you could kill the builders, but if, you know, you're on your rooftop and you shoot one, and this is where you get to use your sudden attack, letting go up. So you're on the building, you got your TRG sniper rifle, and you get your builder headshot. Throw those into conversation. TRG headshot. Oh, get
then
some right out of
this. They know you're down
they,
with the,
they know what
the
that
computer
means.
Game lingo.
Yeah. So, you know, I draw a little picture of the kid up on an apartment building, a baseball cap backwards, like from the old SWAT show, you know, and, you know, with his sniper rifle. But you kill one builder, another one will take his place. So that's not really a solution. Ah, more silence.
I like the fact that they think murder is your first option.
So another kid raises his hand. Threaten the builders.
Give him an envelope of cash.
Yeah. All right, fine. Let's go and threaten. Oh, Lord.
Right. I concede to you.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the ABC chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I was talking about the ABC chocolate, you know, that they spell a word. Mm-hmm. They get the word in chocolate. So it's to their benefit to spell really long words.
Yeah.
I was going to try that, but then I realized I'm going to have to buy $90 in chocolate. Yeah.
It's cheap. It's only 1,000 won a bag, but that it would add up.
Yeah. But my alternative idea, and I tried this, and it actually works pretty well, is you just take one of the letters,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of like get one student, another student, pair them off, and they take the chocolate, so you know the letter A. And then whatever student can think of the longest A word gets the chocolate.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to write that down.
Oh, yeah? All right, so yeah. But the downside is there's a lot of numbers mixed in with the chocolate.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you get a number, you could do something like, a word with three letters or a word with four letters or something like that. That's an idea. Or let the number be, the order in the alphabet. So if you get a three, then that would be the letter C.
Oh.
Or just pick another chocolate until you get a letter again. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing you can do, too, lend and borrow. Give each kid, like, 200 won,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they have to use lend and or borrow correctly to get the 200 won from the other kid.
Well, that'd never work.
What's that?
That'd never work.
You know, lend
it, me. They'd have to use lend.
Yeah, yeah. Lend me 200 won, or can I borrow 200 won?
Right. The only thing you're ever going to get is borrow me.
Yeah. So you give him, like, you say, okay, use lend to get the 200 won. If you use it correctly, he has to give you the 200 won. Hmm. Oh, and then I was in Sedong today.
Ah, how was it?
Oh, good. English t-shirt find. Hunting.
Oh, good.
But,
it is sort of a mecca for English over there.
Yeah. But they have a lot of university students go there to do, like, little foreigner surveys for, like, their university.
Oh, yeah.
And, they'll stop you and they'll ask you, these questions. And I don't mind doing those because, I appreciate they're taking their Sunday and they got to get 20 names. And so it's, 5 minutes or whatever. And there's always questions like, what do you think of Korea? What is your favorite Korean food? Why are you in Korea? I usually lie and say I'm a tourist, something like that. Like, and you got your pat answers, and you got to, you got to sort of stroke their egos a little bit. I love Korea. Oh, bibimbap is so wonderful. Koreans are so polite and helpful. And not entirely lies, but, for a while they were like, all these people from around Gimpo Airport.
Yes.
Gimpo City or something. Like, what do you think of Gimpo City? Where? Is that by the airport? Yes.
As a matter of fact. Yeah.
Have you been there? Not since year 2000. And just going to the airport. I don't know. So, yeah. Then I got one, these people were like, have you been to Gwangju or something? There's a Gwangju and a Gwangju? A
both.
K and a G.
It's the same. It's like Gangnam and Gangnam.
All right.
It's the same thing. Depends on which romanization you follow.
So, but these today, they were like Korea University students. And it was like foreigner opinion survey. The way Koreans express emotions. All
That's
right.
a different one.
Yeah. First question. What is your general impression of Koreans' facial expression? Number one. They look so depressed. As I see them, I feel depressed too. Even though I have no reason to feel that way. There's literally not a good answer on this,
When I see a crowd of Koreans, I just want to throw myself out a window.
Exactly. They look stressed out. They frown even when they're sleeping on the subway. Like, even when they're sleeping, they're frowning. Well, this is one good one. What is the usual reaction of Koreans when you have eye contact with them? Answer one: Koreans look at me like I were a monkey in the zoo. And I think they use "were" correctly. What is that? If I were a rich man.
Yeah.
If I were a rich man. But a lot of times people don't get that right. They say, if I was a rich man, right? If I were, what is that? A positive?
No.
What's the actual presumptive? What's the actual grammatical term for?
I don't know. A positive is when it's set off with commas.
What's that?
And a positive when it's set off with commas.
Oh, okay.
Like my friend, Amy.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. That's hypothetical. I don't know.
All right. Well, I thought that was cool that they got the word right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You can review that.
Yesterday, I was at the National Museum.
Okay.
Speaking of kids do the darndest things, this little boy, he was probably middle school sometime. He came up 3 times to me.
Okay.
And the first time he said hello.
Okay.
In English.
All right.
And the second time he said hello in English.
Okay.
And the third time he said hello in English and he offered his hand.
Okay.
And so I shook his hand. And then he starts explaining in Korean that he had seen me at the subway.
Wow.
Which we had started out at the KTX station.
Okay.
But we couldn't get our KTX tickets. Imagine that. We couldn't get them on the day. So we decided to go to the museum instead.
Okay.
But we had to find out which subway to take. It's a new line, whatever.
Oh, okay. Right,
so anyway, he had seen us there.
Okay.
And was so impressed that I had said thank you to a guy in Korean. That he had to come up and speak to me.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay, yeah, I think most foreigners can, you know,
Thank you,
well, but whatever. And his friends behind him are like laughing, you know, hysterically that he's having a conversation with me about this. So I was like, okay.
That's one of the things I actually kind of miss the, you know, a long time ago, you were more mobbed by the children. They're not quite so excited about you anymore.
Yeah. Well, and also because a long time ago I was in Chungju.
Right.
And there weren't that many foreigners, so
right,
we were like really the monkeys on display, you know.
But Seoul in 2000 was
still
got the kids running up to stuff like that.
But
now it's more like parents are like, go talk to the damn foreigner.
Go get some free conversation practice.
Exactly. Yeah.
This week's teaching opportunity.
Job opportunity of the week. Remember the last podcast I was saying about that Christopher Neal, about how
we knew there'd be repercussions.
Yeah, but I was thinking maybe there wouldn't be repercussions because you know he didn't attack Korean children kind of thing. So, but
it's Korea, they've got to react to everything.
Yeah, there's definitely some crap coming down. Fortunately, we don't appear to have to be going to immigration with our degrees to get them re-verified.
Again.
Yeah. But for the foreigners in the public schools, this is utterly insane. And I don't even think this policy originated with the school board. I think some Korean politician sort of demanded it.
What do you know? Hey,
yeah.
Guess what? It's an election year.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
So
we'll just ignore the fact that the man had never been arrested before. So even if that had DNA, hair, blood, urine, fingerprints, whatever, it still would have all come up clean. Well, whatever.
Well, this is for the people in the public school system, what all the foreign teachers had to do, they had to go to either the principal or the vice principal, all right? And then the principal or vice principal would have on the computer their university's webpage. So if you know, I went to the University of Windsor, they'd have to bring up the University of Windsor's webpage. And then the teacher would log on and somehow then demonstrate that by logging on, they have gone to that university.
Okay.
Now, it's problematic in several ways. One, that doesn't imply you've graduated. Right.
Yeah.
All right. It just means you can log on. You've attended.
Yeah.
Two, a lot of us have graduated after the internet and can't possibly log on to our university.
That's not true. I can, even though I graduated way long ago, I can log on to my university and it shows that I graduated.
All right. Okay. You can do that. I can't.
Okay. Right. Mine shows all my transcripts, everything.
It's some universities, yes. Other universities, no. And then it's like, well, why not just, if you're really faking it, why not just steal a friend's, get your friend's student number and password and log on? So it won't even catch the dishonest people because they'll just have a really easy way around it. So there's all sorts of issues. So teachers can't get into their site, and because, you know, my case, well, we're in the Hagwon, so that wasn't a directive for us. But it's just stupidity beyond stupidity.
Yeah.
Not really taking into account that, you know, when you've got people from 50 different states, 10 different provinces, 5 different English-speaking countries, our universities don't all operate the same.
Right.
Right.
And first of all, if someone's got the wherewithal to get a plausible fake diploma and transcripts,
yeah,
they can get around something like log on to the system.
Yeah. There was one guy on my teacher message board. He just had a sort of a brilliant summation. All right, here's what the guy says. All right. Yeah. For those of us that graduated over 10 years ago, this isn't easy about logging in. I do not belong to any alumni association. I had a student number, but it had nothing to do with logging on anything. I used the TRS-80 in the library and thought I was styling. So yes, I do take it personally, especially since they randomly asked for this crap and immigration already has received it and granted me a visa. I've handed over document after document. It isn't consistent, and one thing is right, it's random. 3 years ago, we were all rounded up to verify our degrees. Yeah. I've been issued a total of 3 E2 visas and 2 F2 visas. You know, it's like, how often do they have to recheck the documents we've all submitted?
Yeah, I think I've submitted at least 6 sets of official transcripts.
Yeah.
In Korea.
Yeah.
And I think, I want to say 5 of them went to the Seoul Immigration Office.
But even, like, you can even show up at the vice principal's office with your original degree in hand, but that still wasn't good enough. Right. But now, I guess to get the actual U2 visa, they're instituting police checks. You now have to get an actual police check.
That's not a bad idea, but it's not going to address the
it
problem.
It would not have caught that Christopher Neal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but now the problem, I think, with the police check is someone actually kind of prepared like a list where you can sort of how you get your police check.
Yes.
And it looks like it takes months to get your police check.
Well, I will say this is really common in Australia. If you want a teaching job in Australia, you do have to get a police clearance.
Okay.
So it is something that they commonly do.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I think, sure, if you want, that's a fine idea. But
in Australia, where schools probably start their hiring process like 6 months out.
Yeah.
However, in Korea, where they want you to, you know, arrive here last Tuesday.
Yes, exactly.
You know, of course, if you've got the ability to go back to last Tuesday, maybe you can also just go on back to 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And apply for your clearance then, and then you can start work next week like they want you to.
Yeah. And it looks like the price is really...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cheaper in America, $18. $25 in Canada. And I think it goes up to like, what is it? $146 in Australia. And there might be even be fingerprinting fees on top of that.
Yeah.
So
I've been fingerprinted in Korea like a bazillion times. I don't think they do it anymore. But when I
first came, they don't.
Every time you went to immigration, they would fingerprint you.
Wow.
You know, in case like something had happened and you changed your fingerprints since the last time, along with your diploma.
So apparently you got to get the police check. So again, look into that. Find out how much time it's going to take you because your school is probably not going to be aware of how long it's going to take you. And then you also have to now go through some sort of interview with your local consulate official. So it's going to be like a little interview. Again, not uncommon. Like, I mean, in America, if you want to get a... It wasn't the H-1B. I think it was the TN visa. TN, Treaty NAFTA visa. And... There was an interview with the.
But can you imagine what it's going to be like in Osaka and Fukuoka now?
Yeah.
If you have to go there and get an interview.
Yeah. I know. So there's an interview, so that's going to take huge amounts of time.
This is never going to last.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, what's the interview going to be? That's going to be a huge joke in itself, you know?
Have you ever molested kids?
Yeah,
no. All right.
It's going to be like, did you ever see Raising Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah, the parole high, you know?
Yeah.
Now, how are you going to commit this crime again? Yes. I forget how that went, but yeah. So the police check, and then yeah, you're gonna have to get the your medical, some medical thing. I don't have AIDS.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. You know, open your mouth and okay, we just want your blood.
Yeah, it's like no, I've never been on a Korean sex holiday to Asia where they're not using condoms, so I don't have AIDS. You know, like, when I have my sex holidays to Asia, I use condoms. You know, that's what we do. I don't know, or little boys. You know, so they're safe. I don't know. It's just one huge nightmare. It's just developing
This is gonna go the way of the verification roundup. Like, that was just they didn't realize what they were getting themselves in for. They thought, you know, oh, we'll put one person over doing that, and it'll take them a couple extra minutes a day, and then there's, you know, however many thousands, tens of thousands of teachers there are that were showing up to get it done, and not in the most agreeable of moods over it.
Yeah. And not a full appreciation that there's definitely a supply and demand thing that, that, you know, China's got 1 billion people and they want a lot of English teachers. You know, like in Japan, Nova went out of business, and suddenly like 4,000 English teachers are unemployed, and there's all these chains in China that are like, we'll take you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're being evicted for your apartment, we'll fly you in next day. We'll put you in a hotel until the visas, you know, we'll take you. So there's a huge demand for teachers in China. Now, the savings isn't that great.
Yeah.
But but your cost of living is really good. You can live like a king, but you know, you're not going to save a lot of money. And you know, no one's going to give a rat's ass about Korea on your resume, but China on a resume might have some future utility. So there's definitely a big demand these days coming out of China. So anything that's going to sort of give a person pause and go, well, I could go to China tomorrow, or I could go to Korea in 6 months. You know, so yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to be sort of cognizant of that. And, you know, the end result is, well, they're going to get more losers, you know. The good people are going to take their services elsewhere, and the people, I can't get hired in Japan, I can't get hired in China, I can't get hired in Thailand. Well, Korea will take me, and I just have to sort of wait a few more months. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not possibly going to last, because Korean business doesn't operate on a 5 to 6 months in advance mentality at all.
They don't know what they're getting themselves into.
No.
But that Christopher Diehl guy, more sort of came out about how he got caught. And I'm like, this guy wanted to get caught.
Yeah, don't they have some kind of forums where they can like tell each other tips? Like, don't put easily identifiable photos of yourself in incriminating positions on the internet.
But where he goes, so not only does he go to like some little town in Thailand where and live with a crossdresser or a trainee or something, where, you know, he's gonna kind of stick out among the locals, but then he's literally like hanging out with other foreigners in Thailand and making no secret, oh yeah, I used to teach in Korea, now I'm recently arrived in Thailand. Teacher recently left Korea, now in Thailand. So yeah, I think it was some German tourist that turned him in or something like that. Yeah. So Canada's trying to extradite him, but he's like, I don't want to go to jail in Canada. I don't know.
He wants to be locked up in Thailand, known for their nice cozy jail system.
I don't know. Maybe showering with Thai men. This is what he really wants to do in life. I don't know. It's depressing.
Do they have showers in Thai jails?
Probably not, actually. Yeah. And if they do, they're probably extremely public.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's our show. Jennifer Cotizel. We held Cotizel. Your little 2 days of Peace and Love Cotizel Super Conference. How'd it go?
It was great. The volunteers really went above and beyond.
Okay.
Which, for those of you who don't know, everything done at the Cotizel, everything is done by unpaid volunteers.
All right.
All the way up. There's no paid positions.
Okay.
And for the international conference, we get over 100 students that help basically with everything.
All right.
And these kids, these college students that have no vested interest other than they can get a certificate at the end if they do everything, they basically, it's around 35 hours of work.
Okay.
Between the training day the weekend before and then Friday night setting up and all day Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
It's really a lot to ask of anyone.
Okay.
Especially people who don't really give a crap if it goes off well or not. They were really fantastic. And as a high point, as I was running from place to place trying to get things done, I heard, "Jennifer! Jennifer!" And a guy stopped me to tell me how much he loved the podcast.
Oh.
And he really sort of stroked my ego when he started it with, "I know you get this all the time."
No, but nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
You emailed me.
I was excited.
Yeah.
Someone stopped me to say they love the podcast.
We were talking about when we're gonna wrap up the show because I gotta go back to Canada, but I'm here now till like end of February. I didn't want to ditch out in the middle of semester, and but now the semester goes to the end of February. All right. So, I'm here at the end of February. So, but we're talking about wrapping it up, you know, end of the year. And we've been getting a lot of good feedback. So I'm like, all right, let's go one more month, January. But you're the guy that ran up to the Cotizel thing. That kind of was like the straw that, you know, rebuilt the camel's back, kind of. You know, so I'm like, all right, you know, we're getting that kind of excellent feedback. Maybe we can slog on for one more month. I just want a month to sort of collect myself and, you know, prepare for my exit and that sort of stuff.
What with your 8-hour work week, you need some extra time.
Well, they're beginning slowly beginning to fill it up. I don't know. Yeah.
You up to 12 now? 15?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't counted. But, So, all right. But Christmas is coming up, so maybe take a week.
The Seoul chapter of Cotizel does do a Christmas dinner with a turkey at Tsuji's.
Okay.
If you log on to the Cotizel website, you can go over to the Seoul chapter and get the details.
All right. So yeah. So maybe our show might be a little spotty in around the Christmas.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll maybe do a couple shows in December and then. January, do 4 shows in January. Not that Christmas is really stressful here.
Yeah.
What do you do for Christmas? Not a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Christmas. I have talked about this before, but it's, you know, you miss your family and crap, but it is no Christmas stress.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no going to the mall and trying to fight your way through the crowds any more than a regular weekend at Coex.
And it's worse in Canada because you're always like, especially if you don't live in your hometown, you always got to keep an eye on the weather. Like, am I gonna get a snowstorm that day? Is my flight going to be canceled? Are the highways going to be just, you know, bumper to bumper accidents? Oh my God, there's so much stress. And I'm getting stressed out even remembering the stress. But yeah, here it's just like, nothing.
Yeah.
it's nice. Yeah. So I was incorrect about it being on the weekend. It's actually on Tuesday.
And the coming year, I got a new calendar. The coming year has 5 3-day weekends. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, it has 6, including Chuseok.
Chuseok will fall on.
It's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday deal this year.
But Solal, the New Year's, is a 3-day.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, my school's doing a little crappy thing this year with that. Our winter intensive camp finishes the week before, so that's our week off.
Oh, we had Easter. Did school do anything for Easter?
Do we have Easter?
Easter. Thanksgiving.
We have Easter in America.
Not Thanksgiving. Wait. There's the other holiday. You dress slutty. Halloween.
Halloween.
Sorry. Right. Yes.
We don't dress slutty so much at my
okay.
school.
All right. Okay. But you know, North America. It's just. You know, that's what it is these days. Halloween, just dress slutty. That's kind of the.
We have Mardi Gras for that at home.
That's
Halloween's kind of
cool. Yeah, I got the Mardi Gras. Right.
Yeah, we did Halloween. It was a 2-day extravaganza because we have different students.
Extravaganza or tragicganza?
it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Extravaganza.
The kids were really good. We sometimes they'll be like they'll kind of turn their nose up and be like, "Is this all we get?"
Yeah, is this all the candy we get?
Yeah, bite me. You know, I can take that back. But we do trick or treating where the kids go from class to class and get candy, and then we have a costume contest and did face painting and. We had a scavenger hunt where we had little pictures of Halloween things hidden all over the school. And a couple other things. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we didn't do anything for Halloween this year, thankfully. Well, a lot of kids remember last Halloween, and they're always like, "Teacher, tell us about the the woman with the dog hanging dead from her shower curtain." You know, like, tell us that story again.
Oh,
they remember
we told
that
ghost
one.
Stories.
Yeah. Ghost stories. Well, I didn't know ghost stories. So I had to just tell horrifying urban legends. And...
yeah, we kind of did that too. Because last year the kids all wanted to tell them, but this year they were all kind of shy.
Yeah.
We've got emergency flashlights in the classroom, and they're really perfect. Because you turn off the lights and put the emergency flashlight under your face. And
I love those emergency flashlights because, you know, 90% of ours are on, like, you know, almost zero power.
Yeah.
So if there was a real emergency... their intended purpose would not serve.
Well, it'd get you out of the building, I guess.
Yeah. But I'm just, I don't know. It's like, let's install them, but let's not educate the children.
Yeah. We'll
never
install them, but we'll
those.
Never, ever service them again.
Yeah. Man. I didn't mention Korean kids do the darndest things. I've got two girls in class. One girl, her English is really good. Another girl, she can't read. You know, but the school will take her money.
Of course.
So, and the girl who can't read is just this little girl. And, frightened of everything kind of girl. And then the girl who's really good, she sits with her and she helps her.
Okay.
You know, so like tells her what to say, things like that. And then I got to do like speaking tests. So she comes in with the frightened little girl and sits with her, helps her. And I'm just,
even on a test. That's awesome.
Yeah. Just makes my job so much easier. So the girl, Heather is the girl's name, the smart girl who helps. So one day, and I always have cookies for the kids. You know, they come to my desk, I give them cookies. So I finally tell Heather, I'm like, "Heather, I am promoting you, level up. You have leveled up to super special friend. And as super special friend, whenever you come to my desk for a cookie, note that you are super special friend. And that entitles you to double the number of cookies." So if the other kids are getting 3 cookies, you are getting 6 cookies.
Ooh.
So yeah, so now she's like, "Teacher, I am super special friend." But you know, give him an inch, right?
Yeah.
Now she also tries to leverage, you know, every day it also seems to be her birthday.
Okay.
So not only is she super special friend, but it is also her birthday. And she wants more. Yeah. So. And then, you know, up by the elevator, there's a lot of room by the elevator. So I'm waiting for the elevator to go home. She comes running up. And then I grab both her hands. You know how, like, your dad would give you the airplane ride?
Yeah.
Spin you around, and then you're sort of off the ground. And,
yeah.
So I spin her around like that. She loves it. The other kids look on in stark terror. They're like, "Ah!" So she's always trying to get the other girls. Like, "No, it's fun. It's safe." No, it's not.
It's safe.
Because you're not a little girl, actually. You're kind of getting kind of big. You know? So, yeah. But no. So
it's safe when you're 4.
Yeah, but she's like 8 or something. I don't know. But I can just get her off the ground. Man. Oh, AFN. AFN appears like it's going away now, finally, on my cable.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess the people from the networks, you know, ABC, NBC, they came to Korea to check out how their signal is being used, and they found out it's going out over the Korean cable systems.
Which it was not intended for.
Not technically, but AFN, I guess it always turns sort of a blind eye, because a lot of people live off post, and they...
But they can get a satellite.
They can get the satellite, but, you know, you get like 5 or 6 channels or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's 5 or 6 really good channels.
Yeah. So a lot of people lived off post and just got the Korean cable, and it's cheap, you know, the Korean cable.
Yeah.
And so they got to the AFN. So, and then I think too, it's like, you know, a lot of the Koreans like it, learning English.
Yeah.
It's going out. You know, it's like, I mean, one of the few things foreigners like about America these days is American entertainment. You know, and you know, so that it has a certain PR value, right? Anyway, and it's good for us English teachers, you know.
Yeah.
And so then the network sort of noticed their signals are going out, you know, to the great unwashed Korean cable, and they're like, oh my god. So they told AFN in no uncertain terms, pull the feed, or we're pulling.
Because they get the stuff, they get the shows dirt cheap because it's going to soldiers with no advertising.
Yeah, so it's either cheap or free. But now they're like, oh my god. Because, well, technically, the foreign market is a very big market to TV
and
movies.
And a lot of the shows are also shown on Korean channels.
Yeah. Well, it was like the Oscar night was always blacked out on AFN.
Oh, okay.
I think in deference to Oscar night being carried on the Korean, one of the Korean channels. But, So I guess the networks don't want these shows to get into the foreign markets, you know, and then dupe down a DVD or whatever and sold on the street. So, you know, they want to sell the DVDs and they want to eke out a little bit more money. All right, fine, whatever. But, oh well. I guess I'm leaving soon. But I don't know when it's actually disappearing. Some colonel who heads up AFN was on AFN News sort of explaining the skinny.
We're so sorry.
What do they say? Huddle up.
Oh. That's no, I lost AFN a couple years ago.
Really?
So.
All right. So now I think they say like what a bell sends. BB Bell, whoever the general is.
Oh, bell sends. I used to like Schwarzkopf when he was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's going back. Schwarzkopf, yeah. Now they say huddle up or something like that when they got a real important message.
Wait, is it still the Boston guy?
I don't know.
Oh, you would know him because he had a really thick Boston accent.
No, it just sounds like a soldier.
I liked him too. I liked the accent. Okay.
There was an AFN News, or AFN Weather. The guy used to sing the weather. Well, the AFN Weather. He would just have this little chant. It was kind of appealing. Yeah. So AFN's going away. That's sad. But I only really watch it for Letterman.
For what?
For Letterman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I miss Jay Leno.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But oh. I get enough TV from other sources. I really can't complain.
Yeah. Oh, forgot to... Korean kids do darn to sing. You assigned your kids...
Oh, yeah. The most awesome video of all time.
Yeah, you assigned your kids a little conflict of interest. You're taking advantage.
Last time we thought it was Lee Jung-gi, the guy from the Pretty Women Love Pomegranate Juice.
Right. So last week I saw that video. I thought it was the guy from King and His Clowns. Mm-hmm. And it was just the most bizarre video where he's making his girlfriend a robot. All right. And then you're like...
I gotta see it.
Yeah, you gotta see it. So you told your kids to find it for you.
Well, first, I just asked what the guy's name was.
Okay.
Lee Jung-gi.
Okay.
And then I went online and I searched through his videos.
Right.
No joy. So I went back to class and I was like, okay, it's not him.
Okay.
This is the video. And I explained the plot.
It's got a robot in it.
And I was like, okay, you have to watch MTV and you have to find out what video that is.
Okay.
And they did.
And it turns out it's... What's the guy's name?
I forgot his name now. But the
Shin
song...
something.
The song is Cheotsaram, first person.
First person, right. I think the guy was in Shinhwa.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, remember Shinhwa?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think now he's solo project. And his last name is Shin. His family name is Shin. Shin something or another. Yeah. So, all right. So you gave me the Earl. And someone did English subtitles.
English subtitles being romanization.
They just romanized the Korean.
But the title of the video is First Person with English Subtitles.
Yes. So I was so... I'm so taken with this video because it's so insane. I'm like... I'm going to translate it. I'm going to have English subtitles. So I translated it, and it's up on our Go Korea YouTube section, if you're listening, and I'll guess I'll get that up on the webpage.
But even if you're not interested in Carl's version of the storyline, you still got to watch it. You got to watch from the beginning where he's at a bar acting with dialogue. Yeah. To win the fight scene where he, you know, smacks down five thugs by himself, despite the fact that he's pocket size.
But that's fight scene. There's a key scene in there you got to catch that I missed it the first time. Mm-hmm. All right. So the idea is, you know, the woman he likes, the doctor, mm-hmm. who I think is a chiropractor. All right. Because she does this twisting thing with his hand after his motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah.
She sort of bends his hand back
into
place.
Before she rips off the bottom of her skirt to make a tourniquet.
That's awesome. And that scene where he hits her car, but he goes over the car on his motorcycle. So I'm like...
Because he's Evel Knievel, really.
Yeah. So Evel Knievels, and then they cut, and there's like a parking lot. And then, you know, out of heaven drops the motorcycle, bang. And then suspiciously too long after the motorcycle drops, he drops down. So the motorcycle's gone over a ramp, and then luck be unluck, there was a crane that caught the rider and motorcycle, but then accidentally dropped the motorcycle, then dropped the rider, boom, to the pavement. Yeah. All right, so somehow he sees her like outside of a hospital and says something clever to her, and she says something clever to him, and then it sort of shows, like, you know, taming the arrogant woman. You know, that's Dao his quest.
Yeah.
So then she's in the parking garage, and the five toughs come out, right? And then he jumps out of nowhere and just lays them out flat.
Yeah.
All right, and this is makes her love him, okay?
No. At this point, he gets her wallet, which she had left on the floor.
Okay, but this is
and plays a game of I'll give it back to you. No, I won't.
Right, but this is his idea to make her love him, right? But then you see the scene where the toughs are like now they're up and walking around, and he is high-fiving them.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like,
I missed that.
So I'm like, okay. So I guess in Korea, if you want the heart of a woman, the first thing you do is convince her that she's about to be gang raped by five guys in a parking garage at night. So once you instill that fear, like, oh my God, then you jump out and save her from being gang raped.
Yeah.
Right. And then that will then...
Yeah.
That's
a brownie
point.
And then when you've got her wallet, which has her ID and address... And pretend you're not going to give it back to her unless she goes on a date with you.
Yes.
That further would endear her.
Yeah.
And then when she does go out with you, take her to a place where she has to sit on the concrete and buy her a can of beer.
Well, then take her
she'll
to the Family
ya.
Mart. Yeah. Buy her the Familian brand.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So if you watch beer this, brand beer.
If you watch this video and you got no idea, I've translated and I've explained it, and it all makes perfect sense now.
Yeah.
All right, that's our show. Email us at gokorea@gmail.com, www.gokorea.info. All right, that's our show. See you next week.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, Rosa might not be back. I think she's going to be ditching
we don't know what's happened to her. Right,
it shall be Jennifer and I, like, next couple weeks. Or me and Jennifer.
One of the two.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. They're justified and they're ancient and they love
of September.